By Lafreniere. We go back over 30 years. We have been friends, and By has stuck with me and New Hope down through all of these years. And we share so many wonderful, pleasant memories. Sometimes we go down through the valley of sorrow together, but we always emerge back on top. So he's one of our double-digit faithful New Hope members, and he has a word of testimony today. So, Bye, go for it.
Morning, everybody. I'm really happy to see Mr. Robertson here. He's a lifelong friend, and so that's a real inspiration to be up here today as well. I just want to start by saying that I've attended New Hope for 30 years. I grew up over by Hicks Lake. Actually, I bought a house over Hicks Lake when I was about 26 years old. It was one of the smarter things I ever did. And Mr. Vern Butters, who used to attend church here, I was in a rough relationship, and my marriage was, you know, in trouble, and Vern and I always cut wood together. And so he came over one time, and he says, well, you know, he says, why don't you, you know, come to our church? And I said, well, you know, Vern, thank you, but, you know, I'm Catholic, and I have my own church. And so, you know, the next time we were cutting wood, he said, you know, hey, the invitation's still out there. And so I came to New Hope, and that was 30 years ago, and it helped me. I wasn't able to save the marriage, but it helped me get through it, and I've been thankful ever since. I'm thankful to all the people at the church. God's been really good to me. We had a rough childhood. My mom was an alcoholic, and fortunately, there was four kids, and my dad was a very godly man, and I don't know where I'd be at today without being having the guidance of God. I could just go on and on about what God has done in my life, but one thing that comes to mind is that He was always there in good times and bad times. I never can understand some of the things that we have to go through. The Scribner family is a prime example of, you know, I just roll my eyes sometimes and wonder how you can have that much faith like Pastor Dale and his family with everything that they've been through. That being said, I strayed many times from the church, from the teachings of God. I was never an angel. I always joked with my brother and sisters that, you know, I paved the way for them. My sister's finally telling me stories in my later years that she wasn't quite as innocent as what Dad thought. And but we always had the foundation with the church. You know, it doesn't matter what congregation, what church you go to. The Ten Commandments are kind of like the laws of God. The teachings of life. One example that I would love to share with you is that I was a teenager. It was summertime, and, you know, we had a sleepover. It was a Saturday night. And so I was out all hours of the night, and I was walking home. I grew up in South Bay, and the Thielen family, which they were Catholic at the time, and they had been attendant New Hope later in the later years. But I always looked up to them, and I used to see them at church. And so I'm walking home about 8:30 on a Sunday morning along South Bay Road, and I could see them, you know, rushing to get to St. Michael's Church downtown. And I instantly felt this guilt, because I knew that I should be, you know, showered and heading to church as well. And that was just one example of how God was always there to get me back on track. He never gave up on me. And I could just go on and on. One other story that I can share with you real quick is that I missed the Vietnam War just by the fact that the war slowed down, the draft, they dropped the draft in 73. And Walt and I had this friend, Tom Lynch, that had this 70 Challenger, and I drove it, and I told myself, I have to have one some point, you know, sometime in my life. And so I knew that I didn't want to go to Nam, but I would serve my country. And so when the draft, the war slowed down, the draft was dropped, I was working and lived at home, so I paid cash for a Dodge Challenger, $44.50 tax and license out the door. I waited 3 months for the car. I got it in February of 73. I hit a tree and a telephone pole going 106 in a 20 mile an hour corner in August of the same year. I remember telling my dad, like I say, my dad was a very godly man, and I remember telling him, I said, Dad, I'm never going to church again. Why did God allow that to happen? My dad said, God wasn't the one with his foot on the accelerator, you were. I never forgot that. Yeah. So I might just close in saying happy Thanksgiving to everyone, and I love y'all, and keep the faith. We don't always understand why we're drugged through some of the things that we do and witness, but he has bigger plans and a reason for our lives. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Bob.